Heaven 610 WAGG and Heaven 100.1 FM. It's that time of the week, playoff action. We are talking to the NFL insider, and we got the divisional races on the playoffs on. And so, recapping last week, I gained one more game. I'm up by a total of two games as we enter the divisional playoffs. So now, with his back against the wall, here's the NFL insider. How you doing?
Back against the wall? What do you think this is, my brother? Back against my wall. You know, I mean, I'm in the clear right now.
You think so, huh? Well, let's start with games Saturday. You got Cincinnati in Tennessee taking on the Titans and Alabama's Derrick Henry.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. The man that wouldn't pick Alabama, but now is just, you know, singing praises and stuff. But we're not going to go there this week. We're not going to do that at all. Tennessee had very good with the front four rush, Jay. These guys have been getting the people without, you know, pressuring the quarterback. But this Joe Burrow guy is pretty hot right now. He's been slinging that ball around pretty good. And he's got a young rookie receiver that, hey, y'all better get it. You better get figure out how to stop this guy from catching passes. I'm taking Cincinnati in the upset.
Whoa, I'm happy to put that down. I would give that to you because I'm taking the Titans at home. Here's a good one. You got San Francisco. After beating up on Dallas last week, taking on front runner Green Bay in Lambeau.
Yeah, well, I mean, Green Bay has been beaten in Lambeau before in sub-freezing weather. You might recall back in 2011 when the G-Men took them down. And so, you know, it's, you know, everybody has to, they both have to play in the cold. And the one thing that I remember one of the G-Men saying, hey, listen, one of us after this game is going to the Super Bowl. Well, this is not quite the Super Bowl. They'll have another game to play. So San Francisco, it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a real close game, but it might come down to the field goal kicker in the end. It's going to have to give a slight edge to Green Bay.
I would do the same. Unlike that story that you just went through, both of those were cold weather teams. When the Giants went to Green Bay, both of the cold weather teams could play in the cold. San Francisco, I don't think they can play in the cold. So I definitely going with Green Bay.
Hold on a second, my brother. It does get cold in San Francisco, though. I mean,
not like New York and Green Bay.
Have you been to San Francisco?
Yes. I know about the San Francisco rice and all that. I get it, but hey.
No, I said, have you been to San Francisco?
Yes, I've been to San Francisco.
I didn't ask you if you had rice-a-roni or something like that. I didn't ask you.
Well, I'm going with Green Bay as well, so we both agree on that. But Sunday game, you got the L.A. Rams in Tampa Bay from that NFC South.
Well, this is the game that, hey, this is why the Rams got their quarterback, okay? You've been looking for this moment all your career, okay? After spending many years in Detroit, you know, and not being able to get anything done, this is a quarterback that, hey, if you don't get him in the pocket, if you don't get him down, he will not only run, but he can do some damage. Plus, Tom, even though he's a great quarterback, nobody doubts that. One thing we found out about Tom is, hey, if you hit him, hey, his game is disrupted. I mean, you know, you go back to how the G-Man took him down twice in the Super Bowl just by hitting him. So, you know, I like the Rams in this one. So I'm going with L.A.
I'm going to go with George's Matthew Stafford and the Rams myself. I think they're going to have just enough to squeak by a victory against Tom Brady. You got Buffalo.
Wait a minute. You are going against the NFC South, the division that you claim is so tough. You now picking the Rams over there?
Yeah, I got to go with Georgia's Matthew Stafford.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you can always go back and listen to all of these picks that he's made over the course of the season, you know, on online, because, you know, I can't believe the words that are coming out of his mouth.
Here's another interesting game, maybe the top game of the weekend. Buffalo is at KC at Arrowhead Sunday evening on CBS.
Ah, yes, Buffalo. This is going to be a good game. And Kansas City looks like, hey, they want to get back. They want to get back to that Super Bowl. They didn't like the way they were dismissed the last time they played. But let me just say this, Jay. This Buffalo team, they showed me something last week, and I think they take that right on down to Tampa and do the same thing. So I'm going with the Bills.
We disagree on the second game, which means you got a chance to tie me at least. I'm going to take Kansas City. Mahomes. I think Pat Mahomes and the boys. I think they're Andy Reid.
You mean I'll be back in the lead. That's what you mean.
You can tie me for the lead.
You mean I'll be back in the lead, you know, because that's where I've been, you know, most of the
season. You're back against the wall on this, and if you lose both of these, it's going to be hard for you to. Ooh, it's going to be brutal. Folks, it's going to get brutal if he loses both of these games this weekend. But we have to see. NFL Insider, as always, we look forward to an interesting game this week, and we look forward to seeing what's going to happen in these divisional playoffs. So we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Jay. Have a great weekend.